Mesilas Yisroel. Mesilas Yisroel, by the way, always corroborates a Yisoid, how you say this in Yiddishkeit. We sometimes go in the Luften and we have all kinds of ideas. The fundamental ideas, the basic building blocks, are more than enough to keep us busy all our lives. He writes, Oid mi mafside ho anova, for ha hischabrus, ha hahishtamish bnei odom chanofim, asher lignoiv liboi b'chanufusam, l'man yitav lohem, yishabchuhu v'roimamuhu. Everybody likes praise. Everybody likes to be appreciated. However, this opens up a fissure, an opening for people who are unscrupulous, who want to curry favor to gain advantage, that they are now going to take advantage of that midah inside a person, that he wants to be appreciated, by constantly complimenting them. And he says that this is, of course, on two levels. Because he may have some maila, but not as extreme as they make it out to be. Or even if he doesn't have the maila at all, the ubahisifal of masha'in by klaw. Lifomim, shemashayeshboy, who hefech mi masha'im shabchemoisai. They tell the person that he's brilliant when he's really quite stupid. Or they tell the person that he's the biggest baal tzedakah when in fact, based on what he has, he's not a big baal tzedakah at all. Lehefech, he's miserly. He's metzamtzim. V'tivei cholosh, he says, soif soif dasa odom kalu. He doesn't say which odom. So it's mashma that he feels that everybody's be'etzim like that. Most people have a weakness in their nature that they like to hear a compliment. V'tivei cholosho mispate b'nokel. You know, the one of the greatest examples of that is kavod. A person is wealthy, and they invite him to be the guest of honor. So somebody who's brutally honest come to this person and say, listen, you don't really deserve too many honors. You work a whole day. You hardly ever learn. You don't do too many mitzvahs. You're not even a Shomer Shabbos. But we need your money. So we're going to make a dinner, and we're going to make you important and famous because we know that that's what's important to you. And you will be in the newspapers, and you'll be on display, and we'll give you a very, very beautiful menorah, even though you may never use it, but you'll be able to put it up as a centerpiece in your house. The menorah is worth $5,000. It's very magnificent. It'll be Shalom al Yisrael. And he hears all of this and says, you know, you're right. I really don't deserve any honors, and I'm basically worthless, and I'm not even a Shomer Torah mitzvahs. But if it's a help to you, then I'll be maskim to be the guest of honor, even though it's basically bizyonus. Now, if that would be the way that dinners would work, it would be called Yemais HaMashiach. Instead, what happens is they come to this person, they say, you know, Mr. Strauss, there's no one like you in the world. And that's how it begins. And then he gets up and he gets his menorah and he says, oh, what a magnificent menorah this is, and all this honor, but I really don't deserve it. And so everybody is saying exactly the same sheker. They're all on the same page here. So what is it all about? Zokta das ha'odam kala v'tivay cholosh u'mispate b'nokel. You know, I like the person who got up and said, as I told you a number of times, that he doesn't understand why you don't have a birchas hananin for kavod. It's so gishmak. But the truth of the matter is that same person, that, well, what are they being mechabit exactly? They're being mechabit the fact that he's willing to part with some of his massive amounts of money. That's it. There is no other madrega or maila associated with the person that they're being mechabit. So what kind of kavod is that? So anybody that would be honored should appreciate l'cha'ora that he's just a vehicle, a mechanism to give money to the institution. In theory, it should have been much better a matan b'seiser. Except, like it says in the Tshuva Sarajba and a number of others for him about announcing donations on Shabbos and so on, that the person is mechayev others as well. When they hear that he gives, they want to give also, or they feel compelled to give also. But other than that, avada givis, matan b'seiser is the best. And the less you make of yourself, the more pure and unalloyed the matana is, klape shmaya. And furthermore, what's the big deal b'chlal that a person gives? It says in the pasuk, v'hevel hevi gam hu mi b'chayrit sainu mechobeya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tainus to kain. Why are you giving me the less when you should give me the best? Because I gave everything to you to begin with. So a person who is zoiche to have massive amounts of money, and if he attributes it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, where does his kavod come into the picture at all? The fact that he's willing to give it to a chashuv institution? Why is that such a big deal? It should be a given. It should be taken for granted. That's why he has the money. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says it, and I've mentioned that many times, that Or HaChaim, Im Kesef Talveh Esami, you should know, Es HaAni Imach, that which belongs to the Ani is in your pocket. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to the Gvir, who has the money to lend. He says, you're not lending your own money. Why did I give you so much money? What are you supposed to do with all of that? The answer is, I parked in your bank. You are the bank teller. I parked in your bank the money that's supposed to go to all the aniyim. It is nebuch, their mazel, or their punishment, that they have to have the bezyonis, like we say, below al yedei matnas basav adam. Right? They have the bezyonis of having to come on to you, to depend upon you. But that is not a reason for the person to wax in vanity about the greatness of his person, that he's willing to give the money away. Just like the bank teller. Did you ever see a bank teller that feels very proud of the fact that today I gave out $50,000? You ever have a bank teller that says, today I gave out $50,000. Look to the other bank teller, and you only gave out $30,000. So, well, what's the big deal? But the Teretz is, it's exactly like I said, the Aleph Beis, the basics. Soif, soif, das, ha'odam, kala, tivoy, cholosh, umispate, benoke. Kosh, kein, bedova, she'elov, unoite, beteva. Alkei, b'shoma, yesadvorim, o'ela, yotze, mipi, shehu, ma'amin, lo. From somebody whom he trusts. Yichnasu boi ke'eres u'ka'ochos v'nimtza noifel bereshes ha'gaiva v'nishbar. It goes into him like a poison that poisons the blood, and suddenly he becomes a balgaiva. Harei lonu, yoyosh ha'shehetiv la'asiz kol yimei ha'reyu yoyodo ha'koyin rabbi. Yoyosh was a wonderful fellow for as long as he lasted with the hadracha of Yehoyodo. You know Yoyosh? He was saved. He was the only one that survived Asalya's horrible regime. And she went out to kill everybody. She missed him. And he was raised as a child. He was a young child when he became king. And Yehoyada was his mentor. And as long as Yehoyada HaKohen was his mentor, everything was wonderful. The Avde Yoyosh Hiskilu Lahachnif Loyu Lahagdil Hilulov Adche Dimuhu Le'eloya. They made a getchka out of him. And he absorbed it all. He swallowed it all. Oh, Shoma HaMelech Aleyem. You know, we don't have people called Yoyosh. You ever know somebody by the name of Yoyosh? Why not? Because he turned out not beseder at all. With that incredible hadracha, saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought up by Yehoyada HaKayin, and he was a tzaddik yisod olam. And look how he turned out. Shoma HaMelech Aleyem. V'tirezeh adova bebiru kiroi v'asorim v'amalochim o'i kol ba'alei ha'yocholes. Yiu be'ezeh madrega sheyiyu. Nechsholim eim v'nishchosim ba'avur chanufas mishoseyem. He says, every person in the high places, especially people in government, this is a very serious problem. B'chol mokom shuhu. Just like the Mesilas Yesharim says it. Aleph Beis. Wherever they are, people are likely to gather around who are going to protect the person by never telling him the emes, who are going to chant for him to the hilt, who are always going to look to raise their stature by taking advantage of the vanity of their master. And this is Maisim B'chol Yoim, and it's in every, it doesn't matter if it's a democracy or communism. It doesn't matter if it's a Malchus or if it's a different kind of government. It's always the same. Whoever is on top has to worry about all the people who are giving him compliments, who are telling him that he's doing a great job, v'chulei v'chulei. Because 99, you have the same thing. In Shiraz Dvoira, at the end of Shiraz Dvoira, it says, Ba'arach aloi nishkefa v'tiyabe v'eim sisra ba'ado eshnov. She's very worried. She sees that sister is not coming back so fast. And this is troubling her spirit, because she's suspicious already that something happened to him. This fellow, Sisra, as terrible of a general as he is, and as tyrannical a person, but afal pi kein, the mom is the mama. And he always used to come and bring her gifts. bring her the captives, the maidens that he captured from Bnei Yisrael, etc., etc. And he's not here. Where is he? What's happened to him? So in Shiraz Dvarah, there's just a couple of words. Chachmai Saraisa Ta'anena Afhi Toshiv Amareha La. It's Pile Ployim, the subtlety of the psychology of this pasuk. You see, the pshat is like this. On her own, she would not necessarily have had the confidence of coming to this idea. Adaraba, maybe the fact that he's late is a sign of his incredible triumph. Because there's so much spoils of war that he's laden, he's burdened, he's busy, and that's why he's not here yet. Why would she not figure this out on her own? Because be'etzem, it's not reasonable. Shikman ha-shaliach, and you say, I'm going to come home late. You know, you call up on the telephone and say, excuse me, I'll be home a little late. I'm busy with the spoils. And nothing happened. And she doesn't hear that there's a big victory. There's no excitement in the air. So there isn't really logic behind this thought. So how come she thinks such a thought? The Tarot says, because she wants to. But it wouldn't have been enough, except for the fact, Chachmai Sareiseha Ta'anena, then Afi Toshiv Amareha La. When they all chime in, and why are they saying this? Because they want to curry her favor. They like the idea that they're making her feel good. They like the idea that they're giving her courage. Not because they're tzaddikim. They're the same Rishayim like she is. But because this is the way you gain favor with the boss. So you want to make the boss feel good. So you give them ideas. What was the idea? Oh, she says, you know something? Now she had the confidence to believe in it. Because other people are telling her. But of course, if you think about it for a minute, and all of these sarim that the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about are obviously falling into that same trap. But logic, I mean, we're sitting around here, and we're dissecting this whole inyan, and we're saying that 99% of the time, you can't trust the people around you if they're giving you a compliment. Better trust the court jester. I think that's why they had a court jester. Because he was the only one that said the emes and could get away with it without being shot. No, really, that's what it is. And you needed somebody like that. If she would have understood that, she would not have gained the confidence of coming to that absurd maskana that actually he's so successful that he's not coming back yet. Because it's not reasonable. It's not realistic. But that's the kayach of Chanifa. Chanifa, as absurd as it is, and in a cold moment of logic, you could convince the person that Chanifa, and that's what it is, but 5 minutes later, he's listening to the Chanifa and believing it. And that's what the Mesilas Yesharim says, Tivay shel adam chalosh u'mispate b'nokel. Yeah. Va'achrei mois yoyoda bo avoda v'ischilul hachnifloi, and he listened to them, v'tire zed dover bebiru ki roi v'asorim ha'malochim oi kol balei ha'yecholis yiyu be'ezim adregis yiyu. He says, even a yoyosh, all chinuk from yoyoda ha'kayin goes down the tubes, shehoyu nirsholim v'nishchosim b'avu chanufas mishoseyim. Al kein. Misha Eino Baroisha, Yoisa Yizoya Viaim Bemaisa Misha Reitza Liknoisoi, Loyla Chover Oli Yoyets, Oyla Pocket Al Beisoi, Mimashi Yizoya Viaim Bemacholo Bemishtav. He says, you want to have a good friend? You want to have an advisor? You want to have somebody in a position of importance in your life? that guides you, you have to be more careful and more precise about who you choose than even the inyonim that go into your mouth. The David HaMelech of Shalom, the Eshepikar Beisi Eiser Remiyo Hailech Bederech Tomim, who you shall say me. Who is going to serve me? The Hailech Bederech Tomim. Vein Toiv La Adam, Ela She Yavakish Le Chaverim Tmimim, She Yairu Einov Bameshahu Iver Boy. They should enlighten him in the things that he's blind to instead of complimenting him and making him feel good all the time. V'yoychichu ba'avosam, in their love for this person, what does the Tiferes Yisrael, the Yochanan Bayez, I believe, say on the Pasuk in Tzimpirkei Avos somewhere, if I'm not mistaken? He says, "Vatabet eini b'shurai." Those people who think highly of me and want to praise me, I look at them from a distance. When my friends rise up against me, meaning, as he interprets it, the way the Mesilas Yesharim says that your friends are meichiach you mitoich avosam, oh, bakomim alay mereim tishmano oznoi, then my ears perk up. That I want to hear. Veheim yiru v'yavinu, and that's what he says. Echichu ba'avosam nimtzu matzilim oysoy mikora, ki ma she'ein odam yochol lirois lifi she'ein roya choyva la'atzmai. It's basic aleph beis. A person never sees his own blemishes because he cannot be done himself lekaf chova. A healthy person is always done himself lekaf chus. It's a peculiarity of our natures. Heim yiru v'yavinu v'yaziru v'nishma al zenemar utshua b'roiv yayetz. So our pasuk utshua b'roiv yayetz is very fascinating. How the Mesilas Yesharim uses psukim. I once made, you might call it a study of the Mesilas Yesharim in this vein, and I discovered a remarkable thing, that the Mesilas Yesharim, besides everything else, is a mefarish. And the way he deals with psukim is fascinating, because it isn't always the aleph base of the pasuk. Now, Tshuas Berov Yoetz has many meanings, and we went through some of them last time. But he says, Tshuas Berov Yoetz are the people who are your advisors, Latoiva, meaning that they are willing to tell you the MS and they're willing to guide you even when it hurts. That's Teshua v'Rav Yayetz. You see, the Pasuk itself doesn't say anything about the quality of the Yayetz. It just says that you have to have Yayetzim. But he's learning that good Yayetzim give you the Yeshua, because bad Yayetzim, Lehefach, make the biggest kilkul. So how did he see it in the words of Teshua v'Rav Yayetz? Clearly, I don't know. Because Yayetz is neutral. It doesn't say whether he's a good Yayetz or a bad Yayetz. But obviously, the only kind of Teshua could come from a good Yayetz. But still, that he uses the Pasuk in this particular way is very fascinating. Now, we went a little bit into the sugya of Lo Yu'unet Tzadik Kol Oven. We touched upon it, and I've said that I was going to go to it more carefully this time. The issue here is very simple. The issue is, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect the tzaddik from doing an aveira? Is there a special shmira on a tzaddik that does not allow him to fall into the trap of an aveira accidentally? So, as you all know, there are a number of gemaras which speak about this notion of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takola al yodom. The Gemara says, even behemton shel tzadikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodom. So, let's look at one of the Gemaras, and the Tosfos that is associated with it. Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, the question is, how could you acknowledge the fact that he fell into the trap of Korah Ve'ita, that even though he said, ani ekra v'loyata, I will not succumb, I can hold the candle nearby because I won't be mad to the candle when I want to read more carefully. So, k'pam achas korah v'hita. So the question is, behemten shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodom, tzadikim ha'atzmam lo kol shkein. The Gemara says that it's not shayach. So, Tosfos asks the question just a moment. There are a number of places in Shas where you see clearly that they fell in, and we don't ask the question, And that's this Tosfos. Rav Nosson Amakor v'hita hocha u'b'makos gabi Yehuda ben Tabai shahar agay tzoymen u'b'isha rabba gabi hosha nikra sefer Torah b'chamosam loy parach ma behemtim shol tzadikim en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takola. Right? The Gemara, this question of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takola, like in the Gemara in Gittin Bav Zayin and so on, the Gemara doesn't ask the question. Why not? When do you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to allow them to fall in? And when don't you say it? That's what Tosfos wants to know. Zot Tosfos Azeh. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Deloi Parich B'Shumakoim Elo Legabe Achilas Isur. Right? If it's talking about eating a piece of chazer, then Chazal say that he's not going to be nichshal because the Achilas Chazir is, it's not more of an Aveira than Shabbos, but it's an Aveira that goes into his Kishkas. So he says, Deloi Parich Mishum Makim Ela Bishum Makim Ela Gabi Achilas Isur Shegenayu Letzadik B'Yoyser Vahu Da'ar V'Psochim the Rabbi Yirmiyah Ishtali V'Toyim Kodim Havdala Vahanu the Masechus Lashoshana Dekama Bosim Tavshilu De Bavloi B'Tzayim Arabah De Ma'arava, because they ate at the wrong time and there was already Yom Kippur. Asam Lo Avi Michael Isur. He says there's a very, the Rabbeinu Tam asks on himself, Lamaisa they ate inappropriately and they were tzaddikim. So he says, no, it's not chazer. The chefza of the Maicholim are mutar. It's the zman that's the problem before Avdolah and Yom Kippur. But the chefza is a regular piece of food. Legabe that, you don't say, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu vadei mevi takola al yedeihem, because it's only when the thing itself is also truma for a zar, chazer for any Yisrael, and so on and so forth. So that's the teretz of the Rabbeinu Tam. And then he says, Hosom lo havi Michael Isa la shoh asura ubebreishis rabba arminon Rabbi Yom Yosholach lo rabzeira chad traskel detaidim umasik bein dein ledein misakel teinosa betivla hakom alo Reb Abba barzim da b'shem Reb Elazar Zira imarishonim alochim onu b'nei inish v'imahim b'nei inish onu k'chamoyrim v'loi k'chamoyr shol Pinchas ben Yoyer. So in other words, it's kind of like a niskatnu hadoyres. So in other words, it isn't always the case, and even in the time when it was only the Gabi Ma'acholos Asuras. I just want to mention a very beautiful story. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zechayna Levracha, was telling over this Maisa at a meeting of the Rebbeim in our yeshiva. So I heard it directly from him. He says that he was once at a convention of some sort, and he was one of the darshanim there. And you know that he was extremely nizar in not eating chadash. That which some circles are very makil in, he was so machmir in that if he was mesadik kedushin, he would ask the witnesses, the edim for the kedushin when they were called up, he would ask them if they ate chadash, he would not accept them as edim for the kedushin. So, in certain circles, following the Bach and whatever, they're more makil. Today, there's a great shift towards dafka eating only yoshan, and then you go to the bakeries today, you cannot not find a bakery that doesn't at least have a sign in the window that it's yoshan. The rest of it, you know, I don't know. But Lemaisa, in my days, when we were nizer in yoshan, way, way at the beginning when I got married, we had to buy a freezer. In a small apartment, we had to buy a separate freezer, and they would bake up, or who knows how many, or put the flour at least in the freezer, and keep it because there was no place to get yoshin at all, except when one bakery in Chicago, because Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was matpit, so they made it over there, and maybe one bakery in Muncie or whatever. And there was this yid, which is very important to mention, because Baruch Hashem, he's very much alive and well, and he should have Arichus Yom Mishon and Rabbi Herman in Muncie. And he basically took a mitzvah that was a yosem shebi yisayimim, nishkan tata, nishkan mammon, and he brought it back to life. And it's a very, very big inyan, because according to many shitas, it's an isur dairaisa just like chazer. Imagine a person brings back chazer that you're not allowed to eat chazer. And everybody was eating chazer. So in many, many perspectives of the Poskim, it is exactly like that. And of course in Europe it was much more complicated because it was much more difficult, and the poverty was also a factor, etc., etc. Here, Bizman Hazeh is Kemat, and the information wasn't clear. At the beginning in America, the information wasn't clear. Today, the information is instantaneous. You can find out from the agriculture department, and you can find out from the different companies that process the wheat and the barley, etc., etc., and the oats, and you know the dates and the stampings on the cartons, on the boxes of cereal and cookies and cakes and whatever. It's a different story entirely. But he, Bekitza, was very, very much makbid never to eat even something that smacks of chadosh. So he comes to this convention and there's a dinner and they bring out some sort of a pastry, I don't know, and he's not eating it because he doesn't know. So someone asks, why don't you eat it? He says, because it might be chadosh, I don't know. So he says, you know what, I'll ask the mashgiach. The mashgiach comes over to the table. And he says, they checked everything out in advance. Everything is yosher. He says in the meeting, Afal pi kein, hagam that the mashgiach told me, and eid echad neman bisur, but libi noikfi, so I can't bring myself to eat this. There's something that's troubling me, and I can't bring myself to eat it. 5 minutes later, he says, the mashgiach comes running back in a ba'ala. I made a terrible mistake. Everything is takayoshin, but we don't know about this pastry. So said, this is what's so beautiful. Said Rav Aaron, I am a descendant of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. I am the great-grandson of the Beis Halevi. I am the grandson of Reb Chaim Brisker. I am the son of Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. All of this entitles me to be Behemton Shel Tzadikim. That's very beautiful. All this entitles me to be Behemton Shel Tzadikim, and Behemton Shel Tzadikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe Takol Yedeyim. But you see, it's an interesting thing. This Tosis is grappling with this idea. Now, you have here in the Gemara, not Behemtam Shel Tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the Gemara, take a look at the Gemara for a moment. Gemara in Ksubis. Very interesting. Tanya Omer Belozab Rab Yosi. Miyomai Loye Adati. I never testified. Never testified. Pa'amachas Hay Adati Vehelu Eved L'Kuhuna Alpi. Once I did testify, and I did terrible damage. A person who actually was an Eved was accepted to be a Kayin with all the privileges of a Kayin on my account. So it's a terrible thing. The Gemara says, Helu Salka Daitoch? Is it possible to say that they actually treated him like a Kayin and there were consequences as a Kayin? How could it be? Hashtuma behemten shol tzadikim en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodom tzadikim atzmam loikolshkein? El a big shula alois eved lakuna alpi, right? They didn't do it. There was no maskona, but there was a hava, and that he was lamenting that I once was made, and they almost were malad the fellow, and then they found out the truth or whatever. So it, because it can't be that they actually did. Because behemton shel tzadikim, tzadikim atzmum loikolshkin. Gemara, a more famous Gemara, I suppose, because it's Dav Zayin, it's not Dav Chavches. Gemara in Gittin, Dav Zayin, Amid Aleph, Amar Rababo, La'olam al yatil odom eima yisera b'toich beisai. Shai odom godol hitil eima yisera b'toich beisai v'chilu dova godol. Umanu Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. He was matil eima yisera, and they gave him dova godol. What's dova godol? Eiva minachai. By the way, the Gemara that speaks about Olam Ayat Olam and Yisrael Sol Beiso has very, very serious consequences, halacha l'maisa. I mean, for us, both on the moral level and also on the practical level. There have been a number of cases where, out of fear of the husband and his wrath, the woman was madlik neiris on Shabbos. Yes. She forgot to be madlik neiris. It was already late, at least Bein Hashmashas, because I mean it's only a matter of 18 minutes here, and it's already the Shkia. And she forgot, she got Torah, she was busy, the baby was crying, this, that, whatever. And she lost track of time, and before you know it, there's no candles, and the husband's going to come home for shul, and he from shul, and he is going to
scream.
He's going to kill her. Screaming, that's nothing. No, the Gemara says that it's very interesting also, because the Gemara has a very interesting dilemma here. The husband is achroi for the religious welfare of the family in its entirety, not just the wife, the whole family. How do I know this? Is a beferish, a Rambam, and a halacha. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Saita, which is the last halacha in Sefer Noshim, very easy to find, the last halacha in Sefer Noshim. So he says that it is the responsibility of the husband and father to be paiked ishta yuvonav uvnei vesei, the whole entire household, including his servants, the whole entourage. Whoever is a member of his household is the husband, father's responsibility to guarantee their religious equilibrium, that they are beseder. And if they're not, he's mechuyev to fix them. Now, how do you fix a person? Tarot says you give a musa. So the question is, how do you give a person musa? So this is why Chazal say la'olam al yatil adam ema yisera b'seich b'esai. Because ema is a factor. Because if you don't have respect for the father husband, that's why it's very important that a parent should not be mezalzel the other parent for any reason in the world in the presence of the children. Because the children learn that the other spouse, whoever is on the receiving end of the bizyonos, is being reduced, sometimes crushed, but in any way reduced is terrible. On the contrary, the husband father's word has to be law, because he is the arbiter and the responsible person for the halacha, but more than the halacha, for the religious well-being of the family. So memela, ema is appropriate. It's ema yisera that's not appropriate. And that's why there's a warning of ema yisera, because there's a possibility for the person to go a little bit overboard. That's why toichacha can never be given out of anger. Not only does it not work, it's counterproductive. What the child learns, and the wife also, is that the person is angry, is out of control, and that anger is an inyan. And that's what they learn. They learn to become angry. They don't learn whatever it is that's the lesson, that is the subtext of the anger. They just see the anger for what it is. Ema is never shayach with anger, with kas. But here we're not talking about kas. The person is totally in control. He just lets them have it because he feels that this is what they need to hear. So Chazal are telling us, no, ema yisera is never possible. Because if you're that much afraid of the husband father, you're going to end up doing averos just so that he should not know the answers. So what's going to happen? She's going to light the candles on Shabbos so that when he comes home, he sees everything is fine. So something like that, of course, is a shrek l'chazach. So the Gemara says, on this Shaharei, right? Adam Gadol Hitul Ema Yisera B'Soich Beisai. And he's not talking about Shabbos candles, but it's the same point. He's talking about kashrus. That's where the Rabbeinu Tam comes into the picture. Kasha of Rabbeinu Tam is what about the Gemara and Subas? But that's, I'm not going be'iyun into this whole sukya. What you see from here is that at least the Rabbi Mutam's opinion is that legabe macholis asuris hakadosh baruch hu eino maybe takola al yedei hatzadikim. So these gemaras do not quote the pasuk that we have here in Mishle Yud Beis of lo yuuna letzadik kol oven. It should not happen. Yuuna is yikra. Lo yuuna. Right? On the other hand, as I showed you, and we'll look at it again, in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Rabba Bar Avchana Ikla L'Akra Da Agma Karivu Le Tzachanta Shami Lu Gavra Da Avikora Le Bati Oma Midi Kakori Le Bati Shma Mino Dover Tomei Yisbe Lo Yochal Minei L'Tzafra Iyim Bo Ashka Chabei Dover Tomei Kari Anafshe, he said about himself, Lo Yuna Letzadik Kol Oven. There was a certain kind of food that they fed him, which is kosher. But he heard the people identify the food with like swordfish. Oh, that's swordfish. But it wasn't. But he says, oh, if they're calling it by a treif name, that means it's a simon that I have to stay away from this. It's a simon min hashamayim. Because lo yu'un etzadik kol oven. And memele he did. And what happened was, they discovered that mixed in with the kosher was taka something treif, which he would have eaten. So even though it was a mistake on their part, but at the same time, it was like a remez to him, stay away. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph, Ahu Batavya the Asul of Beresh Galusa the Havim Mapsik Karan Basraisa Bat Keira Betzumas Hagidin VaAchshere Sava LeMeichel Minei BeUmtza. Rashi says there was a problem with the tarfus of this behema. Was it treif or not? So it required bedika. Bat Keira Betzumas Hagidin. Rashi says you have the Rashi here B'Shoik Hu Samuch LaArkuba BeRagleo Achrayim. The Tzumas Hagidim that's in the Shoik, which is near the Arkuba, and he was Makshir. Sovar lemeichel mileibu umtza. Umtza is something that's salted and it's slightly roasted. In any case, the point is that he wanted to eat from it, right? So it was prepared in that way. Amalei Shmuel chayish mar l'nikure, right? Aren't you chayish l'nikure? What's nikure? Rashi says, Shema noshcha nocha sham v'asura mishum sakonas nefashas. So we're not going to go into the halacha right now, but the Gemara says, Amalei maitakante, so what should you do? Noisvei betanura de'iyu bodik nafshe. The reason that you're eating it be'umtza is a problem is because whether a nochash bit into it or not, you will not be able to discover unless it's well done. So let's put it back into the tanur and see what the consequences are. So they did. Oisvei, nofal tilchi tilchi. So Rashi says, misparik v'noifal chatichos chatichos. In other words, what happened was the consequence of the sam of the nochosh was such that it corrupted the insides of the basar, and the basar flaked away. In other words, you could see that the nochosh did damage. The eris, the poison of the snake, actually affected the insides, which could not be discovered by the superficial umtza kind of burning or braising, I think it's called, whatever. So he says, Kari Shmuel alei de Rav lo yuuna the tzaddik kol oven. Kari Rav alei de Shmuel kol roz lo onis loch. Very interesting. It's comparable to the other Gemara that we learned last time, where each one complemented the other. Like the Aruch Haner says, that the Rav who was saved, who was he saved by? Not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, so to speak, b'chvodo v'atzmo. He was saved by Shmuel. So Rav was very grateful, and he said about Shmuel that, you know everything. You know, you're a scientist, you're a genius. But what about Rav? So Shmuel says about Rav, lo yuna l'tzadik kol oven. So here, if we would follow the Mahalach of the Aruch Haner, we would say that each one is trying to shift the success in order not to be vain. They're trying to say, no, it's not me. It's really because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to protect you. And the other one says, no. It's because you're a genius and you have scientific knowledge that I don't have at all. Because he says, Maitakante, so what should we do? How should we check it out? He says, very pushy, put it back into the oven. But it could very well be that there's almost, I would almost use the word of machloikas here, about when you say, lo yuna l'tzadik kol oven. In other words, if there's a person who intercedes and protects you and saves you, is he also a shaliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam? So what Rav was saying is that you can't say lo yuuna tzadik kol oven, because if you weren't around, I would have eaten it and I might have gotten into big trouble. You understand? Chamira sakanta meisura. So maybe there's a machloikas whether you apply lo yuna tzadik kol oven. Having said that, if you go back to the other Gemara in Yevamos, Remember that the Gemara was talking about a situation where erroneously it was a mistake, but it was an honest mistake, right? Rav Shila made the toast, but it was an honest toast, of identifying the particular mayim where this person fell in, who was the husband that disappeared, that it was considered a mayim sheyesh lam saif, and in fact it had the halacha of a mayim she'ein lam saif. What's the difference? Mayim sheyesh lam saif, and he disappears, where could he have gone? The teretz is to the bottom of the lake, so therefore he's dead. And then you could be mad to the wife, and she's no longer an aguna. However, what happens if it's mayim she'ein lam saif? Meaning that he could have gone further downstream or could have gone somehow, found himself some protection temporarily, and then come out on the other side where he's not visible, and he could have... Well, why doesn't he go home? The Torah says in Halacha, you don't ask that question. You have to know that he's dead. So if it's Mayim Sheyesh Lam Saif, that's the Gemara. Not Halacha L'maisa. I'm not talking Halacha L'maisa. But that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says that when Rav heard Rav Shila's psak, he thought Rav Shila was going against the halacha b'yediyah, the kavana. So he said, let's go put him in chayrim. You put a talmid chacham in chayrim, you have a lot of problems. Besides the etzem point, it's a chil Hashem. It's a chil Hashem. It's like when you make a talmid chacham a gazlan, an embezzler, and he's in the newspapers, he's on television, b'chulu, b'chulu, it's a tremendous chil Hashem. Putting someone in chayrim in those days was a very big chil Hashem. So Shmuel protected him, and he said, maybe let's examine Rav Shila before we're hasty, and we put him into Chayrim. Not so fast. So again, what's the story here? Rav turned out that Rav Shila was an honest mistake, and he didn't deserve to be put into Chayrim. People make mistakes, Paiskim can make mistakes. If that's the case, who is responsible for saving Rav from the embarrassment and from the terrible deed of putting someone into Chayrim Shaloi Kedin? A Talmid Chacham into Chayrim Shaloi Kedin. So, Hashem or Shmuel? It's the same issue. Kari Shmuel Alei de Rav Lo Yu'una L'Tzadik Koloven Kari Rav Alei de Shmuel Tshua B'Rav Yayetz. So here you have the same thing. Was it because he had a good advisor? Or was it because he deserved protection from Shammai? Now, the Aruch Laner looked at this Gemara and he said that it shows the tzidkus of Rav as well as of Shmuel, that each one attributes it outside beyond himself. It's not my zechus that I'm such a tzaddik that Hashem is going to protect me. It's because you are such a brilliant advisor. You're so wonderful. It's good that I have you near me. Because otherwise I would have fallen into a big pit. It would have been a disaster. Put a tzaddik, a talmud chacham, into chayrim for no reason. On the other hand, Shmuel says, no. I'm just a tool, an instrument of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I happen to be in the right place at the right time because Hashem wants to save you. You're the tzaddik, and it's in your zechus that I came up with this idea of checking Rav Shila out first. Very, very interesting. There's another thing that fascinated me. And that's the Tshua B'Rav Yayetz. It goes right back to the Mesilas Yesharim. It's such an interesting thing. In the other Gemara, you need the scientific knowledge of Shmuel. Now, either you have it or you don't have it. Now, you know that Shmuel was a tremendous Yodea. Apparently, he had enough time where you don't learn, where you can't learn, to amass a very large Yodea in all kinds of scientific inyanim. Nehirinli shvili de rekiya ke shvili de nardeya. I remember once I met somebody who said, I'm just like Shmuel. I said, really? In what sense? He says, Nehirinli shvili de rekiya ke shvili de New York. I don't know either one b'chla. I'm just like Shmuel. Nehirinli shvili de rekiya. Shmuel said that I know the ways of the stars in heaven as well as I know, like we would say, the fingers on my hand. As well as I know the streets of Nardea. Nardea was not exactly the world-class metropolis. It wasn't necessarily, you know, that it had 10,000 streets. And he knew his neighborhood very well. So he says, I know the sky as well as I know my neighborhood. So he had this tremendous idea in science, and there are a number of other chazals, we won't belabor it right now, that point out to Shmuel's knowledge. And that Gemara Cholin is one of them. So that's very interesting. That's a matter of knowledge. Knowledge is knowledge. Either you have it or you don't have it. Of course, if you have it, the chances are that you'll tell the person, you know, based on my understanding of how the biology works over here, you may be eating poison. Now, the other Gemara, however, and this is the point. What is the Tifet Torah here? What is the scientific knowledge? There's no scientific knowledge. It's just because you have somebody who puts the brakes on your zeal. That's the Gevaldik in the Kud and Chuvus B'Rayviyayetz. Rav was an Adam Godel Mioid Mioid. Rav is not somebody that summarily decides to wipe a person out. This isn't a vendetta. This isn't somebody that has an agenda. He has no agenda. But the agenda of Kvay Shamayim. But sometimes, without that Yoyetz, the agenda of Kvay Shamayim could be makalkal tremendously, even on the part of the greatest of the great. That's what this Gemara is saying. And that's what Shmuel was saying, Lo Yuna Litzadik Kol Avim. And Rav was responding to Shuei's Berov Yoyetz. Rav is saying not that you're a brilliant fellow. The other Gemara says you're brilliant because scientific knowledge is only in what you learned and what you know. But here the Gemara is saying that Rav said Shuei's Berov Yoyetz. The secret here is that there was somebody next to me. It's a mayridikadah. You can never. That's why a person, the first instinct of a kanoi. Kanos is be'etzem a fantastically important thing. On kanos, kanos is a raya that the person really cares. That's the truth. Kanos is a raya that a person cares. People who are not kanoim generally, it's not because they have such superior personalities. It's because they don't care enough. I remember I had a ma'aseh, it's nothing to do with kanos, but it's me'inyan le'inyan. I had a ma'aseh in my shul on the Lower East Side. An extremely peaceful shul. Baruch Hashem, this shul is also extremely peaceful. But I was a youngster, and I was very excited with my manhigus. I mean, here I'm in a shul, all kinds of different people, and really different people, and everybody's so happy, and nobody fights for the omud, nobody fights for an aliyah. Everybody seems to get along perfectly. So I certainly attributed the credit to the Rav. That's me. I mean, who else? So I once commented to one of my mispalim in a moment of sheer vanity that the shul is mamish gevaldik. I didn't say it was because of me, but that was the implication. The shul is mamish gevaldik. There's never ever a machloikas. Not about an aliyah, not about the yom, but not about anything. So he says, you know why? There's not a single person here that could care less about either an aliyah or the yom. The next day, like he was hired, we had one person that used to daven by me on rare occasion. I would add Baruch Hashem. He had a lot of miles. He was about 90 years old. He was totally deaf and the most irascible, ornery fellow you could imagine. And he the most important of his miles is that he was very forgetful. So you had, now he cared about aliyahs. Boy, did he care about aliyahs. So he comes in and he got an aliyah the last time he was there, and the last time he was there before, and the last time he was there before. And we had a gabbai who was the softest, nicest, sweetest person in the whole world. I don't think he could proverbially harm a fly. Anyhow, Kayin, Levi, Israel, comes to the fourth aliyah or something like that. And I don't know how he knew that we were in the middle of landing, but he starts to scream on the top of his lungs. This was 2 days after that bicep that I told him, oh, what a peaceful show. You are all Rishayim. You never gave me an aliyah. Nobody cares to give me an aliyah. I'm an old man. I'm older than anybody. We on and on and on. And we, of course, run over to him and we tell him, you know, we scream into his ear. You got an aliyah the last time you were here at the time. Sheker v'chaza! And he starts screaming louder than before, and the whole place is in a pandemonium. They don't even know what he's talking about. So that was the punishment, if you will. It's taka true. If you really care about something enough, but the kanos is because you care. The problem with kanos is that visceral reactions are always spontaneous. That's why Chazal say that the moment you start making a cheshbon about your kanos, then it's not kanos, it's ritzicha. Because the whole point of kanos is kanoim poigim boy. So it was in the midst of the action, he can't even wait for due process, he can't get involved in a whole shaklavataria. It's eating him up alive. The problem with kanos is exactly that it's never with choice for audience. It can't be, it's a stira. And that is why kanos is always dangerous. Because kanos does not have the perspective sometimes that is necessary to determine if the kanos is warranted in this particular instance. And that's exactly what happened with Rav. Rav is a tzaddik yisod olam. He doesn't need our approval. Rav is the number one of our Masaira and of everything. And you see how Rav was matpid at the Gemara at the end of Maseches Yuma to go to the butcher, even though it was the butcher who ba'avled him. So Rav is not exactly, you know, the Rabbi Yeruchim, Zechonu Livracha, the Mir Mashgiach, he says on the words, Vayikach Roimach Biyodai. Not like those people who, he said it in Yiddish, but not like those people who walk around with the gun in the pocket looking for an opportunity. He had to go find the Roimach. He wasn't carrying the Roimach with him looking for chances to use it. He means that those people who are professional kanoim, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a person who's an isholim. In any nice and way, is bris isholim. But the moment comes, and even a rav who's seeking shalom left and right is looking to nail Rav Shila. So in that instance, the Chuas B'Rav Yoyetz was critical even more, because the nature of Rav in his desire to protect Kvod HaAlocha, Kvod Shamayim, demanded that we should punish Rav Shila by putting him into Chedek. So he couldn't hear any alternative, because that's what kanos is. It blinds you to some extent, even as you are propelled and compelled by Kvod Shamayim to do whatever needs to be done. So there, Dafka Shmuel was Mamish Gvaldika's salvation, because he said just a moment, how do you know? It's like he poured cold water on him all of a sudden. How do you know that he deserves to be put into Cherem? And Rav says, what? And all of a sudden he woke up to the possibility that maybe the whole thing is a mistake. Let's question him first. So this is a Meiridike case of Chuez Berev Yoyetz. I just wanted to be Messiah. There's one more thing that I left out. Likute Maran. Mailas Hamakabal Eitza Mechach Mehador. Now, I just want to what is it called? A disclaimer? I just want to point something out to you. Hasidus placed extremely enormous value on the Rebbe, the Manigador. In that context, generally, you speak about one manik, the Rebbe. The Kutei Maran, Ma'alas HaMekabel Eitza Mechach Mehador, Ki Hu HamTokas HaDinim, Ki Keshetzarech LaEitza, Ve'eino Yoideya Eich La'asais, Hu Bechinas Tzimtzum, Ki Nisamtzim Sichloi Ve'eino Yoideya Eich La'asais, Hu Bechinas Dinim Ki Yodua. So he compares this idea of being at a loss to tzimtzum, and tzimtzum is dinim. It's the dinim in Kabbalah. Ve'al yedei shachocham noisin loy etza, hu marchiv loy, he broadens him, he takes away the tzimtzum, hu meir boy chochmasoy, v'zeh bechinas chasodim. That's the opposite of din, is midas hachesed. Midas din is betzimtzum, it shrinks, Midas HaChesed is, it expands. Ki Chesed hu nehiru duchach Messiah. It's the enlightenment of wisdom. K'mo shekoz b'zoi HaKadosh lech necha. Gam k'siv b'mishlei, Teshua b'roiv yoyetz, v'ad tzadik nikra roiv. K'mo she'omu razal, Moshe aydi nofish zechusei k'rabim domi. This is what I meant by my disclaimer. You see, Rav Yayetz, what is L'cha'ayra Rav? What's Rav? That there's a multitude. There's more than one. But what's a Rebbe? One and only. So if you're going to the Rebbe, you're getting the advice of one person. Says the Maharan, and this is very much a Yesod in Chassidus, that the Rebbe is the accumulation of the whole Chassidus, and in him is the wisdom, as it were, of many. So even though you're asking advice from one, it really is Berov Yayetz. And what is the Rebbe Doima to in this respect? To none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says that just like Moshe Rabbeinu is Shokul Keneged Kulam, etc., etc., here he brings that Aydi Denofish Zechusei Gemar and Tainis is Kerabim Domi Gami Mekabel Atzas HaTzadik. Now he says, listen, what happens if he listens to the tzaddik and it doesn't turn out the way he wanted, the way he expected? It doesn't turn out for the best. So what now? Do you lose your faith in the tzaddik? Says Chas v'Shalom. He says, "Av shachakach loy also lo yofa mi'atzosay, o azay yodeya shehoyo rak me'Hashem yizbarach." So he says, then you know that it's fafalun, that's a gzeira min hashamayim. Very interesting. You know, it's the misnagdim, they wouldn't hear from such a thing, because the misnagdim would say that no one is infallible, and that the only one that's infallible is the Eibishtalim. So, there's a medrash that says on the pasuk, Va'atam moroim la'olam Hashem, la'olam yotcha alo yoyna, a melech basav adam, when he gives out a gzeira ra, people are very upset. We, Ribbono Shel Olam, are not upset with you, because you're always, it's always the right thing. Yimale Hashem mishalos libeinu l'toiva as you see it. Now, what happens here, according to the Maharan, is that since it could be min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you can't fool the tzaddik. But then he asks himself the question. Maybe you can't fool the tzaddik, but if sometimes the tzaddik yes and sometimes the tzaddik no, so then what's the toyelis in this case where the tzaddik apparently did not give you the etza that it was successful? He says you still have to go to the tzaddik. Why? Because that person who fell in, it comes from Hashem that he should fall in. But it's still good that he went to the tzaddik. Why? So he says, Achim lo hoyo mekabel atzas tzaddik, eh hoyo efshu shetagia loy roa belig zardin shalmala, rak shuhu ba'atzmai moshach al atzmai, ivelis odom tesalif darkoi v'al Hashem yizaf liboi. Achim kibel atzas tzaddik, yodidea shurak al pi mishpat shalamala. He says as follows, people mess up their own lives all the time. And they can't blame anyone or anything, including the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because we have Bechira, and we do things that are stupid. And we make mistakes that we shouldn't make, because we should be more erlich, we should be more consistent, we should be more honest with ourselves, etc., etc. We should keep the Torah better. And because we didn't, we fall in. A person is not madrich his children properly. And then he says, "Oy vey, what did the Ribbono Shel Olam do to me?" A person is extreme in his investments, and he does things that are really, really dangerous. And then, of course, he fell in, you know. And then he says, "Oy, what did the Ribbono Shel Olam do to me? Ribbono Shel Olam didn't do anything to you. You messed yourself up." Not everything is because Ribbono Shel Olam did it to you. If a person's on a super high madrega, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would protect you even if you did something really, really inappropriate. But not everybody's on that madrega. You can't blame the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. In fact, I would say for most things. Because we mess ourselves up. He says, if you went to the tzaddik and you followed the tzaddik's advice, it can never be because you messed yourself up. So the tzaddik for him is infallible, basically. Because if the Ribbono Shel Olam says no, the Ribbono Shel Olam says no. Nothing that the eights of the tzaddik can't stop that most of the time. Maybe sometimes it even can. So that's what the Likutei Maharan. So he learned a fascinating thing. You take a pasuk that says Beroy, but it's without a vav. So he says this is Beroy Yoyitz, where the individual is like Roiv, and who is that? The Rebbe. This is a Hasidic Yisoid, which in certain circles is very extreme, but this is the source where people go to the Rebbe and ask him just about everything, because they want that everything that the Rebbe said, so if it does goes or it doesn't go, it's already out of my hands. I didn't mess up. And I'll tell you a very interesting Yisoid. Most people don't want Achrayus. They don't want Achrayus. They don't want to be responsible. So if there's a suffix of any kind, it's very easy to run to somebody and say, what do you say? What do you think? What should I do? And then even if it doesn't work out, well, that's what they told me to do, wasn't it? That's the Hashem Yisbar. That's, you know, for, it's not a cynical statement. It's just that the Litvak in me gets the best of it. I have a lot of respect for Hasidus. I really do.